These are Wednesday's Manchester City headlines, and Joe Hart returns, but Yaya Touré is out of City's Champions League quarter-final first leg against Paris Saint-Germain on Wednesday. England goalkeeper Hart has made a quicker-than-expected recovery from a calf injury, and he's set to feature at the Parc des Princes. As boss Manuel Pellegrini said, Joe has worked without any problems in the last days. Of course, you always have a risk, especially when you are coming back from an injury, but we made all the medical tests with Joe, and he doesn't have any problems to play. Well, Hart's return will bolster confidence at the back in the fact that City are again missing skipper Vincent Kompany through injury, and midfielder Touré has been ruled out with a knee injury that also kept him out of City's 4-0 win over Bournemouth last weekend. Kevin De Bruyne could start, although Pellegrini may decide to hold him back for a second half run out off the bench, and midfielder Fabian Delph, who last featured in the defeat to Leicester in early February, has trained with the squad after recovering from an Achilles injury. Meanwhile, Eliaquim Mangala is up for the challenge of facing PSG's vaunted forward line. The 25-year-old Frenchman, who is returning to his home city, knows City will need to be on their mettle as they face a powerful PSG side spearheaded by in-form Zlatan Ibrahimovic. The Swedish striker has scored 30 goals in 26 Ligue 1 appearances this season and 4 more in the Champions League, but Mangala is confident he can stand up to the test. He said, "I respect PSG, I respect Zlatan, Edinson Cavani and Angel Di Maria, but I'm not scared of them." Well, the former Porto star hasn't lived up to the expectations that came with the £42 million fee that City paid for him in 2015. But he knows that, after a season affected by hamstring injuries, now's the time that he and his teammates need to step up. He said, "I've been out for 2.5 months, but I'm playing now, and it's up to me to perform. As a game, it's very important for me and the team. If we look at what PSG did on the European scene, they are a bit ahead of us. But their project is to go as far as possible and one day win it, and we have the same ambitions or to do even better. So it's up to us to compete for what they have done."